Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All topics are alive and free here on the table, so do yarn. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Thank you for allowing us for this opportunity to go across the nation for our daily yarns on National Talk Black. And a big shout out to First Nation, all First Nation radio stations across the Big Island, Australia. Thank you for the work that you do. Let's yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Got one to five, need a better chance to run and hide. Oh, tell me now, what is it that you seek? I need a little bit of clarity. Sitting here, I'm out of sight. I'm thinking about the ways to make you mine. I'm curious about your mystery. Come on in. Ten. I need a little longer. Been running these thoughts through my head. Oh, I got a problem. Oh,
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Now listen, boys, Uncle's got something to tell you about the blues. Now you can get the blues when you're 3 hours off the Cape and you run out of petrol or your dinghy springs a leak. But the worst kind of blues is the lovesick blues. I'll tell you what happened to me one time. So you never have to say, I never felt more like singing blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. You got me singing blues. I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. Nothing left for me to do but to cry, 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 cry over you.
Cry over you.
I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you.
You got me singing the blues.
Geha, tell these boys about the blues. Cry, cry, cry over you.
Cry over you.
I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you.
You got me singing the blues.
So boys, did you hear me?
Yes, Uncle.
Don't end up with the team and damn blues. Take it steady, steady when it comes to romance. Don't get the TI blues either.
Yalamba peringkat
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 22 Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindindji Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Look, once again, love, thoughts, prayers going out to the loved ones of lost family members at the Bondi Beach shooting. And the Bondi Beach shooting gunman, Navid Akram, was a follower of pro-Islamic state preacher Wisam Haddik. And at least one of the gunmen responsible for Sunday's terrorist attack at Bondi Beach had long-standing links to Australia's pro-Islamic state IS network, including to a notorious Sydney cleric the ABC has found. But in the lead-up to the attack, Navid Akram, 24, was not on a terrorism watch list, nor was his father, Sajid Akram, prevented from legally assessing firearms before they opened fire on Hanukkah celebration, killing 15 people. And the question remains, he just had a normal gun license. How can he get the authority to go and buy high-powered rifles is the question. And to all people out there, Lifeline 24 Crisis Line, feeling that way inclined, call 13 11 14. Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800. You also have Suicide Callback Service 1-300-659-467. Beyond Blue 1-300-222-4636. Headspace 1-800-650-890. For our mob out there, feel more comfortable talking to our mob, 13 Yarn 139276. Reach out. Thoughts, prayers going out to loved ones. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Walay gigi dalangin damanilay Yamanaleba Yulurai ngana
Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Treve on the mic.
1-800-422-416. Tabana bana bana rem suke pene sir mi dingi na batre mi ko ke mi sirirem na bawe tabana bana rem tabana bana bana rem suke pene sir mi dingi na batre mi ko ke mi Banana, banana, tu paie, tu parere, patia ie, patia rocone ie,
Yeah, Tabanaba, Frangipani Island, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number and have your say. Yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingy Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the National Israeli Service. Looking at other headlines on the news, The Guardian, mining company claims government didn't follow proper process for Aboriginal Heritage Protection Order. Regis Resources told a federal court hearing the partial protection order, which blocks construction of a planned tailings dam, would make its development unviable. A mining company developing a gold mine in the central west of New South Wales has told the federal court the government did not properly assess a dreamy story at the centre of a heritage protection order issued over part of the site. Regis Resources has challenged the decision by the former Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, to issue the order last year under Section 10 of the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act. The company had said the protection order, while affecting only part of the site and not the area intended to be mined, would make its McPhillamy's gold mine development at Blaney unviable. The order blocks the company from building a tailings dam in the headwaters of the Balaluba River. At the three-day hearing before the federal court this week, Regis Resources claimed the government made several errors in the process it followed and should have been declared invalid. The company's lawyer, Perry Hezevet, SC, argued a blue-banded bee dreaming story that influenced the government's decision to protect the area was not raised until 2 years after the initial application for Section 10 order was made. He said by this time an expert reported appointment by the government to investigate the application had already completed their report and found it did not reach the necessary threshold for the protection. The company claims the dreamer story should have been referred back to the reporter for consideration, or that the additional information should have been deemed so significant as to require a fresh application. So there it is. Seems like the government dropped the ball there, and hats off to the mining company doing due diligence, but sadly, they only can operate with the information they received, and the information was fully. So, look, great that there's conversation going on before mining starts to communicate with First Nation people. Got to be front and centre at the table, and that was the case there with that. So, fantastic. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Para cuya jari tu ala no mundo. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, beautiful track there. There it is, a lovely track, and that is Fire Dance, and that's by Adrian Walter Aminio here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindini country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM, and we're across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, Vacho, the Victorian Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, welcomes historic apology delivered by Premier Jacinda Allen to the Aboriginal community of Victoria. Delivered during a special seating of the Victorian Parliament, the apology acknowledges the profound harms caused to our people by the state, harms that are historic, structural and ongoing. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Jill Gallagher, Vacho CEO, on the line. Jill, good morning. How are you, sis?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Before we start, sister, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yes, my name is Jill Gallagher, and I'm a very proud Gundijmara woman from Western Victoria.
Yes.
And I'm currently the CEO of a peak body for Aboriginal health and wellbeing.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to your mob and big shout out to your deadly organisation. So here we have a welcome, I have an apology, sorry, but you welcome the apology from the Premier, Jacinda Allen. So with that, what concrete actions and timelines does Vacha expect from the Victorian government to ensure today's apology leads to real systems reform and accountability rather than symbolic recognition alone, you reckon?
Yeah, thanks for that question. Look, treaty's not going to be the magic bullet, by the way. Just to let everyone know that. Treaty, of course, what came out of the treaty came the Uruk Justice Commission, which is the truth-telling commission.
Yes.
And some of the recommendations out of that, and then the apology. But what we hope treaty will achieve eventually is that, one, it achieves that they recognise that we never did cede our sovereignty, so they're going to have a treaty with the sovereign people, First Nations people of Victoria. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Second, we're going to have an accountability mechanism tied into that. So, you know, things like close the gap and all the disadvantage that our mobs experience right across the board. I mean, we need to start holding governments and society accountable for all that.
Exactly.
So that's what treaty will deliver here in Victoria.
And why is sustained investment in Aboriginal-led healing initiatives critical to addressing intergenerational trauma in Victoria?
Oh, of course it is. Mm. Oh, it's 100% crucial that, you know, we all know that colonisation, it was brutal and it was quick and it did a lot of damage to our ways, Aboriginal ways of knowing, being and doing. So healing for Victoria, we've got to do that. We've got to heal. But before we can heal, we've actually got to, you know, everyone's got to tell the truth. What happened in the past? We can't keep sweeping it under the carpet.
Exactly. And sweeping underneath the carpet, well, it becomes the intergenerational trauma, doesn't it? It just carries on.
That's exactly right, brother. That's what does go on.
Yeah.
And truth-telling is not just a one-off thing. It's going to continue here. So it's really important that we start those healing mechanisms so our mobs can start to heal from that intergenerational trauma or the atrocities that were committed, and the list goes on.
Exactly. So, Sister Jill, like you said, you welcome the apology, but there's need to be action behind the words. Well done is better than well said.
Look, very much so. I mean, I think someone said the other day, we've had many apologies throughout Australia. We've had, not long ago, the new police commissioner apologise, and the list goes on for all the harms that the police did. But with the Premier of this state, and now we have a signed treaty, action will now come.
Sure. Exactly. Well, it helps with the foundation for moving forward. We're all in this together and we are one, are we not?
That's exactly right. We are one. You know, what Australia doesn't realise that Australians, all Australians, no matter what culture you practice or religion you believe in, we will all benefit from our ancient cultures from this country, brother.
Lovely, beautiful. So, Jill, how long you held the reins there for Vacha, CEO, my sister?
I've been at Vacha, it's a little bit embarrassing, by the way, but I've been at Vacha for 27 years.
Claim it, part of the furniture.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you must
it's
enjoy
like
it.
That old comfortable armchair.
Right, lean back. Well, good yarning with you, and thank you for sharing. Look, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, and congratulations, Victoria, with the treaty, but it's not the be-all, end-all. Still a lot of work to be done, and thank you for your yarn, sister.
Thank you very much for taking an interest.
Well, we say Merry Christmas, Kuri New Year, and all the best. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
We will. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there with Jill Gallagher. Our sister is the CEO, VACHO, Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. And she and the organisation welcomes a historic apology delivered by Premier Jacinda Allen to the Aboriginal Community of Victoria. It's a team effort. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball you on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Yana Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
We want to pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today. The women before us, they have paved the way. Because of her we can. She left her foot.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, and we are here for the next segment, which is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's IGA, and give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bit Media once a week, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. And chew on a banana rather than a Mars bar, but yarn up strong. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenda Lye. He brought two bodyguards with him, first year constable. We have Riley, and also got Maddie here as well. And a very good morning to you all. How are you all?
Good morning.
Good morning. Ladies first, Riley, welcome to the show. First year constable and based at Edmonton. Where do you stem from?
Gold Coast.
All right, fantastic. Enjoying the job?
Yes, very much.
So how long have you been a constable?
About 5 weeks.
5 weeks. Yeah. There you go. So get your training wheels on.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're all students for life, so enjoy the journey. Matty, been here a while now. So what's your position?
I also work in general duties as well with Riley. I'm out at Edmonton Station, and I'm 5 years into the job now.
5 years
into
the job.
Still loving every moment and, yeah, love all the opportunities.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you got with you there to your left-hand side there, Riley, your Senior Sergeant Glenda Lai. How are you, Sergeant?
Very well, mate.
Yeah, great to see you. And I was saying, bringing fine-looking ladies here. You always bring that that ugly-looking brother. And yeah, a big shout-out to Stevie. How's Stevie Grant? How's he going? Where is he?
He's leg up at the minute. He's got man flu. And
is that
he's,
right?
He's struggling at the moment.
Is so, that right? Yeah, so. Big shout-out, my brother. Hope you're well.
Yep. So we've got to lean on the girls to fill his big shoes.
And is it left foot or right foot or left leg? Or
I don't know.
Oh, no, because if it's a left one and it's December, that's a sign of pregnancy, Steve. So check it out, brother. Check it out. Well, we're having a general yarn here. Matty, you brought some figures in regarding Queensland Road Crash Weekly Report. Now, the numbers are high. Looking at total fatality, 291, 2025. So those numbers are high. Glenn, you did mention off air that there was a fatality on the tablelands this morning. Yep. Love, thought, prayers are going at the family members. Hence is our conversation here.
Yeah, look, I think the sad thing in these reports is, yeah, you're right, 291 fatalities for this year in Queensland, acknowledging your listeners are Australia-wide. So we can probably look up over 1,000 people a year dying on our roads. We add one to our Queensland statistics this morning. So for every one of those fatalities, there's a family behind that. And there's, you know, friends, relatives, and lives destroyed. So,
Matty, you put the figures here, the stats here. Can you just elaborate on the stats? And is that part of your job?
Yeah, so it's every police officer's job. Okay. You know, we all have an opportunity for anyone that we interact with to promote road safety.
Yes.
So as the senior said before, there is a school-based operation, a road traffic safety operation.
Mm.
So with those figures, it's... that they're scary. It's really sad that we are on par to either meet the same amount of lives lost from 2024, which was 302 lives on Queensland roads. And, you know, each opportunity to educate road users, you know, obviously we talk about the fatal five being drink and drug driving, fatigue, driving while tired, obviously speeding, wearing seatbelts, and distraction, including mobile phone use as well. We really want everyone to take that opportunity to have that conversation with your loved ones, with yourself. Every time you get in that car is an opportunity to make sure that you and everyone else get home safely, especially.
Well, exactly. And then the vehicle can become a missile if we're not too careful. When you look at the fatal five, a lot of the fatalities are because the fatal five wasn't adhered to.
That's great.
And when you're talking about people getting booked on the Fatal Five, and people may think it's revenue or whatever the case may be, well, then you look at the numbers.
No, look,
you need to do what you need to do.
And look,
due diligence.
We, you know, this time of year we are out in force, and you know, you can be expected to be pulled up for an RBT, and you know, any of those other offences, particularly with your seatbelts or you know, speed, they're things that we particularly look at this time of year. And people are. They are drinking probably more, you know, and they are, you know, in a hurry to get to places. And, you know, that inattention usually, you know, can look quite likely result in an accident. And,
that's right.
You know, and it's not just, I mean, the statistics we've got here is the fatal crashes. And but there's a lot of serious injury crashes as well where people are, you know, have lifelong injuries.
Sure.
You know, that can take years to rehabilitate. You know, people lose jobs. They you know, they struggle. They need to modify homes to accommodate their injuries. So
exactly.
You know, like I say, it's just a little bit of attention to those fatal five. And you know, I think we can, if we can save one life, that's a life well saved.
Exactly. Yes, about being careful, like you said, festive season, silly season. So we all need to be alert, be aware. And when you look at the fundamentals, well, if you're going to go to a party, you know, catch an Uber or get a lift there, taxi, what have you. If you know you're going to be drinking, for example, you know. So it's about planning ahead and do due diligence. That's what we're talking about here, aren't we?
Yeah, and look, I was just I'll just point out one thing just in our, hidden down in our statistics here, fatalities, is our personal mobility device users. And I know it was a number of weeks ago we spoke about, you know, parents making that consideration if they are going to purchase these items for their kids. These are our e-scooters. And
that's right. Yeah, we had that yarn. Yeah.
And you know, some of them are quite powerful and don't meet our legislation. But when we look at our numbers there, 2020, 2021, 2022, zero fatalities. 23, we had two. 24, we had eight. Yep. And now we're already up to nine.
Nine and 25.
Wow. Yeah. So exactly. Certainly with the increased uses of those devices on our roads, we're starting to see those fatalities creep up.
Yes.
So look, if you have one, adhere to that, to our legislations. Make sure that we're under the 250 watts. That's very important. The big one is wear a helmet. You know, a lot of these fatalities are resulting from people not wearing a helmet.
Exactly.
And, you know, once your head hits the ground, all sorts of crazy things
especially
happen.
Especially at that speed. The skull is not a helmet.
It can easily be
cracked, can't it? You know?
Absolutely.
So you need that protection. Riley, back to you, my sister. So there you are, first year. How's it working? Sorry, senior sergeant, Glenn Deloy probably answer. But when you come on board, you look in the movies, they always have partners. So Matt, you're the partner of Riley? Is that how it works?
That's it. Today we are.
Oh, today you are. Okay, so you come on roster and you find out who your partner is and then you're out on the road with your partner. That's how it works, yeah?
Yeah, right now I'm with a training officer. So Maddie's an FTO and she's able to take on us first years. Yeah.
So you're learning the ropes.
Yeah.
There you go. Good, fantastic, fantastic. And good teacher you are, Maddie, yes?
I'd like to think every opportunity I can learn something from Riley as well. So
two-way street, eh?
Yeah, good. We work together.
Lovely. Nice talking to you, ladies. Thank you for coming to the program. Trevor. Nice to meet you, Riley. Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, look, very important conversation. Queensland Road Crash Weekly Report. Here it is. Stats don't lie. Numbers don't lie. We need to be careful out there. Festive season, yes, let's celebrate and have a good time, but let's do it with respect and with a plan.
Yep. Yep, and arrive alive, mate.
Arrive alive, I like that.
Yep.
All the best, and we'll talk soon, eh?
All right, thanks, Trev.
Take care. Beautiful yarn with the guys and girls in blue and Edmonton Police. Big shout out to the team there. Queensland Road Crash Weekly Report, numbers are high. And like I said, the highest for the last 5 years, 2025. And we've still got another couple of weeks there, but we're at 291 fatalities. That is not good. We need to do what we need to do. And as Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy did mention about the scooters, the personal mobility devices, and we've got Christmas coming up. And when you're looking at purchasing gifts and what have you, be careful with that gift and watch the speed limit on that. So we need to do what we need to do. Stay safe, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned. We've got the news coming up by a nurse, National News Radio Service, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Merry Christmas and a Koori New Year. Keep smiling and have a great day, you mob. Too deadly.
Hey, what you doing, you mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.